What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Babbles Nonsense podcast. I hope you all are enjoying your snow day. If you are listening here in Huntsville, maybe the Nashville area, that seems to be my most popular places that listen. I hope you're enjoying your snow day. For those of you who listen up north or in other countries, the South doesn't really get a lot of snow. We get, you know, ice storms a lot, but whenever we do have snow, the city basically shuts down because no one knows how to drive. That goes for rain as well. But no, we're just not equipped for it. I know, like, people from the north, like, I have friends that move north or maybe they come back. They're just like, this is chaotic. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, we're not really equipped for it. You know, they try to salt the roads, do that sort of thing. But anyways, I'm recording this on Monday. The snow has just begun. You'll be listening to this tomorrow, and it's supposed to be more snow tonight. So everyone stay warm and cozy, and let's pray the power doesn't go out because it is cold out there. For any of y'all who have pets, do y'all have bougie ass pets like mine? So I have a chihuahua, and she's not a crazy chihuahua. She's like a very sweet, gentle, loves all people chihuahua. You can ask any of my friends. People are probably sitting there rolling their eyes like, yeah, right. But she really is. Like, she barks a little bit when people walk in the house. But other than that, she's like, pick me up, pet me, pet me, pet me, wagging her tail all day long. But she is a bougie-ass chihuahua. I have to get her, or I got her a little parka last year because we had pretty bad cold weather that we have never experienced before, and they were having to do rolling blackouts last year. Hopefully that does not happen this year, where they were having to conserve power and energy just to not, you know, overload the grid, I guess. But anyways, I got her a parka. So she wears that when we go outside, but she has been so hella bougie today. I put her little parka on and she was like, I'm not going outside. She ran outside to pee, but she will not go outside to poop. So she's going to be real constipated tomorrow. I'm just saying, TMI, I know. Anyways, I don't really have much for y'all today. I just wanted to jump on and say thank y'all so much for the support last week. And I know I need to do more nutritional podcasts. It's just something that I do occasionally when the moment strikes. And I just was lacking inspiration last week. So I was like, you know, since Adrienne's doing her clean eating challenge, which really it's not even a clean eating challenge. It's more like an informative advice to help you kind of get set in the new year's. I was just like, let me just do it then. So that's why we recorded that, because that's what struck me in the moment. But this week, again, still not finding the inspiration. It's cold. I'm doing a lot of work. Yeah, that's, but I'm super excited over the next few weeks. I have several interviews lined up, and I just want to run through them really quick. So I have Claire Moore. She is a pelvic floor coach as well as a wellness coach, does PT. She'll be on the podcast. I'm hoping we don't have to reschedule. We have had to reschedule a few times just from scheduling conflicts, and we are set to record this week, provided that the snow does not interfere. And then next week, I'm interviewing Hannah. She will be back on the podcast from Glitter and Moss. She is going to talk about all the new things that she has been doing and updates on her business. She has not been on the podcast since I first started it 3 years ago. So she was episode number 3, actually. So I don't know when these episodes and what order they're going to come out. It just kind of depends on how the conversations flow when I record them. But I do recommend going back and listening to episode number 3, Girl, Your Skin is on Fire. Had a great time recording that episode with Hannah. She's so knowledgeable when it comes to skin. But she will be back. She has so many updates for y'all. And we're kind of, you know, she's a mom now, doing a little girly pop episode. And then also next week, I'm going to interview Malia from MLA Artistry, another makeup artist here in town, local to Huntsville. I want to pick her brain. I believe Olivia has mentioned on the podcast before that was her mentor. So we'd love to pick her brain because Olivia obviously is slaying makeup and amazing. So I know Malia has to be just as amazing as well, which I've seen her work on Instagram and it's beautiful. So can't wait to interview her, and I'll definitely put up Q&A boxes on Instagram so that y'all can ask your questions. And then the other person that I'm super excited about the following week that I'm going to interview, her name is Jess, and she is local to Huntsville. She is a deaf advocate and advocate for cochlear implants. So I am super, super excited to pick her brain. I have been going through her Instagram after my friend reached out to me and was like, hey, you really should look up this girl's Instagram account. She would be great on your podcast. She has so much knowledge around the deaf community and just things that we should be more knowledgeable about. So cannot wait to have her on to just pick her brain about that. Just me being in healthcare, obviously want to learn about that anyways, but it's just super interesting to me. So four great interviews coming up. Also having Menu back on the podcast. She is traveling currently, but we have set up something for February to get some more life coaching advice from her. And yeah, so we got five great interviews coming up. And then who knows, maybe something will happen in my personal life between now and then, and I'll just have to jump on and do a solo episode. But that is all I had for you this week. Maybe I'm just going to take like a little winter slumpy slump break and go enjoy my snow day as well. Had a half a day at work today, got finished early, which was awesome. Came home before the roads got bad. Finished work, actually. Well, I just finished work working from home. So the second half of the day was working from home. But I think I'm going to go finish watching season 2 of The Gilded Age on the couch with the fireplace going with my little chihuahua, my little bougie chihuahua. So I hope y'all all find something fun to do. I mean, I would get outside and play in it, but it's just cold and I don't have children. So what would be the point of that? You know? Anyways, toodaloo, guys. Hope you have a good one. And until next time, bye.